One of the first times I was in a school with our feeding program, I noticed that a couple of children weren't eating their meal. I asked the teacher standing next to me, "Do they not like Gathiri?" "Oh yes," she said, "they do like it. But a student will not eat their lunch if their younger brother or sister is at home and has no food to eat. Those children will save their meal and take it home to share with their siblings." As I talked with the head teacher in another school, the subject came up again. He wasn't particularly happy about students sharing their lunches at home. He kept saying, "The food is for the learner. The learner should be eating the food so that they can do better in school and learn more." And then he told the story of the day that he decided to put an end to the practice. He saw a girl who was covering her bowl of Gathiri, and he marched over and he began to scold her. "The food is for the learner," he said. "You are the learner. You should be eating this food." And the girl looked up at him and said, "But my brother." And he told me, what could I do? What could I say? So he agreed that she and her classmates could save their lunches to share at home with their siblings. At Kenny Kids Ken, one of the things that we often say is that everyone has a vital role to play. The school has a role to play. They hire the cook and build the kitchen. They cook the food and they serve each meal. The supporters have a role to play. They donate money to buy the maize and the beans. And the children have a role to play. Each student brings a bowl to school in order to receive their lunch. But you know, sometimes the student doesn't have a bowl. It gets lost or stolen or forgotten or something. So they ask a friend if they could borrow their lid, and then that lid becomes a bowl. And after they're done with the lid and they give it back to the student who gave it to them, often that lid will go back on the bowl of Gathiri as it then makes its journey home after school to feed a smaller sibling.